Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with our guest this week, John Kowalski. John has been sharing his story, his journey, in particular, just coming deeper into his faith as a Catholic. John's an engineer for General Motors. He's also was a student of theology, still is a student of theology at Sacred Heart Major Seminary, getting his master's degree. But really, to his great surprise, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to have him on the show, the Lord had much more in store for him than he realized when he went to become a student and a student of studying theology. And it didn't exactly flow out of the academic side of things, but the Lord brought him into the experience of unbound ministry, which is a beautiful, practical tool to help people get free from various kinds of spiritual bondages. It's a simple deliverance ministry, you might say. And it's a healing ministry at the same time to bring healing to the human heart and to set captives free. If you wanted to know more about it, you could go to Unbound Michigan. Just look it up. Just Google it, Unbound Michigan. And there's a lot of detail there. Or you could look up Neil Lozano, who is the author of the book Unbound, which is easily accessible through Amazon as well. So unboundmichigan.net or just Google Neil Lozano. Welcome back, John.
Thanks. Shalom, Peter.
Yeah, shalom to you as well. We talked yesterday about the five keys. It might be helpful just to the five keys of Unbound, the steps in praying with a person. So why don't you just describe those briefly? You don't have to do a full description because we did it yesterday, but just to kind of bring them up to speed and then we'll pick up where we left off yesterday.
Sure thing. The first one is repentance and faith, and that kind of sets the table to let us know that where we are in relation to Jesus.
And that the key there, John, is to say to come to freedom, we have to be willing to acknowledge the unfreedom that's in our lives, right?
Absolutely.
First, is that it? And then you repent means turning away from those things and turning to Jesus and trusting that to him. Right?
Exactly. Okay. The second one is forgiveness, and as I said yesterday, that's usually the hardest one to overcome because people don't realize what forgiveness means. It doesn't mean that, okay, I'm good with it. You can kick me again. You can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's none of that stuff. It's turning it over to Jesus. Mm-hmm. The third step is renunciation, and it's when we turn the corner and we start taking control back over our lives. So I renounce the lies that I believe. I renounce the spirit of alcoholism. I renounce mm-hmm. this and that and the other. The fourth key is authority, and the person can say that themselves, but usually in an unbound setting, the prayer minister, unbound minister would do that. And the role of the unbound prayer minister is just to guide the person. Mm-hmm. This isn't about the unbound prayer minister. It's about the person and Jesus. Mm-hmm. And all you're there is just to help guide them along this path. Mm-hmm. And once that is complete, the last key is the Father's blessing. And we try to speak a blessing over that Father or over that person to help them realize that the Father does have a place for them in the kingdom, that he does love them, that he does forgive them, that they are worthwhile and made in his image.
Yeah, you can see in this ministry, I've had both the prayer for my own life, which has been very helpful on a number of occasions, but also praying with others and to see the devil's strategy is to steal, right? To steal what belongs to each one of us who are baptized into Christ. We're God's children, and our identity and our destiny lies in him. We receive it from the Lord, and he loves us so profoundly. He's so faithful. And the words that the Father spoke over Jesus' life, "This is my beloved Son. In him I am well pleased," right?
Yep.
Those are the words that Jesus died to make it possible for us to hear in each one of our lives. And we're baptized into Jesus. We're baptized into his life and his inheritance and his relationship and his status with Father.
Yeah, I love that the language is such that I can literally read that, "This is my beloved Son," as if he's talking to me.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing. And that's what people don't realize. A lot of people that are bound don't realize.
Yeah.
No, he's talking directly to you.
Yeah. Now, you ended the program yesterday, John, talking about not only the kind of internal freedom we can have, but Unbound has also been a pathway for you to learn more about the connection between spiritual bondage and physical healing and a range of things like that.
Yeah, thanks for that. My ministry is in healing and deliverance, and God kind of gave me that and said, "I'm going to put this deacon thing on the side for right now."
Mm-hmm.
And it was a struggle for me to let go of that. I literally was sweating bullets when I wrote the deacon who runs the whole program and said, "You know, I want you to put my application on hold." Honestly, when I hit enter on that email, it was like a load was lifted off. Mm-hmm. And I knew I had done the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So God put different things in front of me to expand this ministry, not just for healing spiritually, but physically too. And one of the first things that I had come across as far as healing was my mom. She had back problems. She had back surgery, and it did not go well. So my mom woke up in the hospital, and she's literally screaming in pain because the surgery didn't go as expected. So I'm walking around, and I'm wringing my hands. Again, you know, just like the other lie, I have no power here, you know, because as I mentioned a couple of days ago, I thought that Satan was in control, not me. So the other lie now is that my mom is suffering. There's nothing I can do about it. And that was a lie. I can pray for her. So I'm walking around the hospital, and I was down the hall and around the corner at the nurse's station. So they didn't know who I was. And I'm just walking by, and one nurse says to the other, "Did you hear that woman in 325 hollering all night? My gosh, I've been on this floor for 6 years. I've never heard anybody screaming like that." That poor woman. And it broke my heart. And I'm in tears. So I go back into the room, and I'm like, "Lord, you got to help her." And so I just prayed. And by God, she received almost instant relief from the pain. She was able to get up and walk with the walker, and the anguish stopped.
Now, how did you pray with her? When you say you prayed, was it a silent prayer?
It was out loud. It was completely off the cuff. It was completely different from how I do now. It was all God. Yeah. And it was just...
It was a cry of desperation too, right? Lord, help us. Come help us.
It was exactly that. It was exactly that. But God fills in the blanks. You know, when I teach people how to pray for healing, it's not so much about what you say. There's really only one thing that you have to say, and it's in the name of Jesus Christ. Other than that, he fills in all the blanks. And it's just beautiful. So from there, literally, I'd be praying for someone with Unbound. And they'd come in, you know, and they'd say, "Oh, I hurt my wrist," or something like that. I would literally pray Unbound. We'd finish the prayer, and I would say, "Lord, while you're still here, can you heal her wrist?" And we would see healings. Wrists, ankles, knees, headaches, whatever. And it was just a confirmation. And it was beautiful that God isn't just looking for one piece or one part. He wants the whole of us. He wants everything of us. He doesn't want to just keep us in physical pain, but heal us spiritually, you know, or just, you know, heal us physically, but not spiritually. You know, his goal is that we are healed.
Totally. It's an interesting thing for as a Catholic. I think sometimes we kind of go back and forth in attitudes about praying for physical healing or what do we think the Lord wants to do, and who can pray and who can't pray, things like that. So there's an instinct for among Catholics sometimes, I think, to think that whatever sickness you have, God gave it to you, you know, and that you're supposed to kind of bear that up, and you're going to offer it up for him and the rest of it. And the idea that the Lord might want to heal you or that you can pray with somebody in that situation is very, very rare. It's changing, but the expectation has been almost hardly there at all for most Catholics, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it is changing, like you said. And there's programs like Encounter and Awaken and things like that that are changing that. But I find, and a lot of my other prayer ministers say that, I'm kind of on the low side, but upwards of 30% of physical problems that I see are actually spiritual problems. So there was one gentleman, he was in a rehab clinic. I did ministry in a rehab clinic, and I do prison ministry as well. And we prayed for him. He had a problem with his foot, and he's walking with a cane. We prayed for him, and he was completely healed. He threw the cane away, and he's running around the room, literally. Next week, I go back there, and he's got the cane. And I said, "What's going on with you?" He's, "Oh, it's back." I said, "Wait a minute. God doesn't do give backs." I says, "There's usually three reasons why I see something like this happen. Number one, you fell back into sin." And I said, "Now, you're in rehab, so I don't think you're using it again." He's like, "No, definitely not." I says, "Number two is sometimes God holds it all like a carrot and says, 'Oh, did you like that? Come on, I've got more. Follow me.'" I said, "But I don't think it's that." I said, "Number three is we give it back." And he kind of hung his head. He says, "Yeah, it's the last one." I says, "Why?" He says, "You know, I was happy that he healed me, but I just don't deserve it. So now we lead into Unbound, and it becomes a sort of a mini type of Unbound. I said, why don't you deserve it? He said, well, I'm an alcoholic. I said, how long have you been an alcoholic? He said, since before I was born, because mom was an alcoholic. And when baby was fussy, guess what went in the baby bottle? And on and on and on. So he's got all these lies built up. And so we prayed, and we forgave, and we took authority, and I gave him the Father's blessing. And he gets done, and it was a beautiful release, tears and tears of joy. Mm-hmm. And he gets up, you know, and he walks away. And I look over him, and I said, hey, I said, what's with the foot? He says, oh, it's healed. So we didn't pray for that. But a lot of times, the evil one can manifest physical problems for spiritual problems.
Yeah, and again, there's a, right at the root, we don't often see it, but a huge identity problem in the guy. Even though he received the healing, the deeper, more fundamental thing that was going on was living a lie about himself, you know, and believing lies about himself. And I don't deserve this. And essentially what often can be is, I'm just not a good person and I deserve what I've got.
Exactly.
You know, and that somehow I'm supposed to keep carrying this. And God probably isn't real happy with me anyway because I'm a drunk or because of all the things that I've done in my life. And still not laying hold of the fact, no, you're a child, you're a precious child of God.
Yeah.
And there's somebody who's been after you and trying to steal what is yours. And you have to stand, like, even though you're praying with somebody in Unbound Ministry, you can't make it happen for them, can you?
No.
They have to be able to say, Lord, I personally believe these things. Lord, I repent. I renounce these lies that have become a habit of thinking in my life. And I surrender to your truth, the truth that I'm your son, that you've died for me, that the freedom that belongs to you, you want to share with me, and you want to bring healing to the world, things like that,
yep.
You know, and healings to me. You're not the exception, in other words, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's powerful. The devil is powerful because here's a guy who actually saw it. It was right in front of his face. He's seen this happen, but then he believed the lie that I'm not worthy. And it's not always instances like that. I had another woman who I prayed for. She said she had hearing problems. So we prayed, nothing. Prayed again, nothing. And I asked her, I says, when did this start? She says, about 10 years ago. I said, what was going on 10 years ago in your life? Oh, well, my husband was having an affair. So we led her through a little Unbound session. Forgave her husband, renounced the spirit of shame, the spirit of anger, and all this stuff, and prayed for her ears again, and boom, she could hear.
Yeah, we're embodied spirits. You know, we're physical beings, we're spiritual beings, and those two realities affect each other in different ways. And when someone, like in her case, she's been betrayed, she's been deeply hurt, deeply wounded, and it's a point of vulnerability, and then things like unforgiveness, anger, bitterness that doesn't get dealt with begins to habituate, it becomes a part of your life then. You start thinking differently, and you start acting differently, and then that gives the devil some access to beat you up and lead you to different kinds of slavery or different kinds of breaking down of your person, a kind of disintegration can begin to happen. And what the Lord has wanted, wants wholeness and integration and healing and freedom. And John, this show went by so fast. Can you join us again tomorrow?
I'd be happy to.
Oh, it'd be great. Thanks for being here. And friends, what the Lord has for you is freedom. What the Lord has for you is the grace to reclaim your identity as a son of God, as a daughter of God, and walk in your identity and your destiny as a child of God. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. Hope you can be back tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.